I could be a great runner if it weren't for this damn asthma. The pain in my knee has really interrupted my training. I have to get my diet figured out. Everyone makes excuses. As long as you have a good excuse as to why you haven't started to fly, you never will. This right here is from the book Elite Minds by Dr. Stan Beecham. This is the Resilience Podcast 610, and I'm Cecil Ledesma. It's Wednesday, June 14th. We've got to get rid of the excuses. They are not our friend, and they are not our path to success. Excuses are the damn boogeyman stalking us, haunting us, and hiding under our bed so that we pull the covers up over our face. So, what is the real problem? Fear. In order to understand fear and how it affects our lives, we first must understand where fear comes from, its birthplace. Most people who really struggle with fear or anxiety believe that external forces create fear. This external entity could be another person, a past event, or even a possible event in the future. This simply isn't the case. Instead, fear is created by the person who is experiencing it. Imagine this scenario. A toddler is put to bed by his mother, and half an hour passes. The child begins to call for his mother, but she has learned to ignore this behavior, for it will soon pass. 10 minutes later, the child is now crying, but it has turned into a distraught cry. Mother goes into the room, finds her child overwhelmed by fear and trembling. "What's wrong, honey?" she asks as she embraces her child. The child explains that there is a monster in the closet. Mother walks to the closet, opens the doors, and proves that there is no monster. We can all agree that this is a common childhood experience, but as adults, what can we learn from this? First, we need to think about where the monster is. We know it's nowhere in the room. But then, where did the monster come from? The answer is the child's mind. Second, we need to think about who created the monster. Again, the answer is the child. But what does this have to do with us? Everything. Even as babies, we created fictional characters and situations that caused fear. And this is exactly how fear manifests itself throughout our lives. Every fearful or anxious thought we have ever had or will ever have is created by us. Success over a long period of time is primarily about being singularly focused on one thing, one goal. You have to sell out, that is, make a total mental and physical sacrifice, and fear is the biggest thing keeping you from doing just that. Selling out is the quote-unquote die-trying approach to life, the willingness to risk it all, to fail big, to be left with nothing when it's over. That is the mindset that we need. And one last thing. The words, "be careful," is the worst advice you can give someone who is trying to do something great. Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health, because as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally. And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift, and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now and that you spend a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.